Okay, we'll call the special meeting to order at noon on 8, who's today?
18th.
18th, 2017. So.
All right.
There we go.
So our first order, our first agenda item is Pledge of Allegiance, item 102. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item 103 on our agenda is roll call, and we have Corey Everett, Larry McCourty, John Wallace, Gina Doro, and Angel Garza present. The mayor and Eugene Bain and Mark Snyder were not able to make it. So we need to make a motion.
Make a motion to excuse those three individuals.
Second it.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All against? Motion passes. And then item, we don't need to approve the agenda on this one, do we?
Yes.
Just go ahead. Okay, item 2 on the agenda is the approval of the agenda, so anybody would like to make a motion to approve the agenda?
Make that motion.
Second.
The motion's been made and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against? And item 3 on our agenda is the current business. We have the amended contract with Granite Construction and amended contract with Doug Excavation LLC. That's Terry.
I'd say good afternoon. It's not evening yet, so we'll start in. So basically, I'm bringing a couple of contracts to council here for a motion, asking for a motion. We've exceeded the bid amount on each one of these items. The first one I'll start with is Granite Construction. Granite Construction will finish their project basically by next Tuesday by lifting utilities and sealing. They're down and they've done all of Pine Street. They've done half pass down, half the street down on Second Avenue. They'll finish the rest, and then they'll lift the utilities, and then we'll call in Stripe Right to reseal it. One of the things, the reason why we're here tonight, or here this afternoon, is that due to a misunderstanding or a oversight on the part of myself or Granite, Granite missed in their quote, they missed about 1,339 feet of street on that lower section from First to Broadway. Out in the street, I had mentioned that we were going from Broadway to Fourth, and they gave me their quote. I applied it to a contract with the verbiage and everything. The verbiage lays out that the contract was from Broadway to Fourth. They didn't allow that amount in their proposal, and this came about as of yesterday. Granite has done considerable amount of work in the city. They've done a very good job in the city. They just got done doing our tennis courts. They did an outstanding job there based on the contractor that actually sealed the surface. They said you probably can't get a better contractor to do that. They've done some work when I first came to the city up around Desdemona on our overlays. They've been very, very straight up with what we've had. They've done First Avenue, the first part of Main to Spruce last year. So going back and talking to Mike or Phil out in the street, there's 1,339 feet that wasn't quoted in his bid. That's to the tune of about $13,000 to overlay that, clean that up, overlay that, clean the gutter pan out. I talked to the administrator. We talked back and forth. We don't want to lose the contractor. We don't want him to go away and not bid any other projects in town because we basically competitive-wide. We need some competition to keep some other people in check. So out of this extra additional money of $13,000, we agreed to, he was going to pave it anyway to get the project done, but I'm asking to increase that contract amount by $6,500 and split that $13,000 down the middle to keep everybody on the up and up on that contract. The original contract price was $204,079.25. That increases it by $6,500, which gives you $210,579.25 to the contract total.
Bless you.
Any questions on that portion of it?
So
he's in agreement.
He's in agreement. He said that was totally fair. He was that was totally.
Did you push the contract into his face and said?
We had it on. Yeah, we took it out. I took it out, and I think to be honest with you, we were out in the street. We were standing at First and Pine, and we said from here Broadway to Fourth, and I think he just. It's an oversight on his end of the stick, but he signed the contract, notarized it and all that, and went to council. So
how close was his bid to the other people that bid?
The other people didn't bid it.
Nobody else bid that?
Nope.
That was my question, that would have affected the second bidder.
Nope. We asked CWA to come out and take a look at it.
Yeah.
And I waited 4 weeks. He contacted me. He made another date about a week later. He didn't keep that date. I called him again. He goes, yeah, I got busy. He made another date and then never returned. And then I called him again. So I had to move on in order to get it done. So I awarded it to Granite.
So is this something we had an engineering estimate on? Are we still under the estimate?
I think it was under, if I remember correctly.
We had a proposal. Yeah. And that proposal was 201 or 104 or something like that. And 101 on the other street, so we were $206,000 or something of that nature was the bid, total bid.
So we'll be just over that. So that's not too bad.
$6,500.
I talked to Keller this morning, also, I'm not sure.
Okay.
So we'll just, Terry, I'm up here. So if you have to talk about it, look at the outlook contract, like Terry said, the very struggle was the whole time.
There's a lot of information that Phil has given us from Granite. We asked him if he would come down and he bid the project on First Avenue, and they didn't get it. But he came down and he went over the CTB down there in the truck thing, what he thought about fabric and all of this and that. And so he was very, very proactive, even though he didn't get the bid, he's proactive. He was very, very proactive in our tennis court. He come down and he met with me. CWA met with me. He asked us, you know, what do we need to do? What do I need to do to make it a better court than it is? I said, give me what I got to have. The guys jumped on it. We did this and that, and several different things. I asked him if he come back. When he came back to check First Avenue, he came back out of his way. He came back, went over, checked the courts, and he said, I don't think you could get it any better than that. You did a good job with it. And he came out and laid it, and he laid it in a couple hours, and it looks great. If you get a chance to go look at it, it looks great. They finished up striping it and everything on Tuesday morning. And they're in on Monday, finished it all up, lined it, and striped it. But they said he did a very, very good job. They said Granite does an outstanding job when they pave, and they take a lot of quality and pride. So I was trying to keep the waters not full, you know, and everybody on the same page, because I didn't get a second bidder to this job.
Where are they out of, Terry?
Well, God, I want to say they're out of Moses. They have a pit in Moses. They have a pit in Wenatchee. They have a pit in Yakima. And they moved this plant back and forth.
I see.
And so I had a short window to get two jobs done. And I hit it just right.
Perfect.
And they came in and moved back. And they came and knocked it out. They did row.
Did they run this job as the general?
They did.
Okay.
Yep.
So they hired the guys to come in and do the earthwork?
Yep. Their crew did it.
Yeah.
Their crew came in and did the pulverizing of that street, completely rolled it over. Any of the bigger items that they actually bladed out, the guys handpicked out, threw in front of the pulverizer on the next pass, ground it again. came in and used the sheet foots to vibrate it to knock down any of the bigger chunks on it. Then they bladed it again, rolled it again, wet it down. They did a really, really good job. It was kind of interesting to watch because when the drum went by, it was almost like a rear-tined rototiller. It came out that smooth. I mean, it was just like 5/8 minus that was out there. Yeah. There wasn't a lot of big stuff. So, we asked him if it was fair enough to split it in half. I did, and he said, "Oh, that's more than enough." He said, "I'm happy with that." And so we moved forward with that. And he said he was gonna, when I split it with him, he said he was gonna pave it anyway, and we'd work out that. So I told him I was gonna go to council and ask council to amend that contract. And he said, "Oh, by the time I amend it, he'll be done and out of town." So he's pretty close. But anyway, that's one of the issues. One of the contracts I wanted council to amend. The next contract's with Doug Excavation. Doug Excavation is kind of straightforward. There's $6,300 there, 63, 66, 10, and basically that's due to the fact that some curbing down there that had actually been run over by some property owners that were buying cars, and they've actually sunk. We actually lifted them up to get the asphalt laid against it and get enough depth of asphalt because it went like this. They actually drove over it and broke it this way. So we removed them, and behind them, when we lifted the curb up and set it back to grade, we actually had to build something in the back because they had a driveway against it, and now this is this much higher and the driveway's like this. So we had to cut a portion of those off to blend them to get them smooth so that they could approach back into the yard. So there was about three small driveways and five curbs sections in there that were added to this to make up that additional $6,300. So that adding that to their original contract, the original contract was $52,871. We add the $6,366.10, the total contract cost would be $59,237.10 if we amend it tonight or today. So
this is just a FYI. I think it's tricky to make it or whatever. This is one of those. These two projects, second. To the chair, I talked about this. We would do this ourselves instead of getting engineers involved and save engineering costs. And so this is sort of a test case to see how it worked out and see where they put the little errors here. But, you know, we think we're moving forward.
Yeah, I do. We did this before when I came. Doug and Dan were doing this before up towards the area back up in here. And it was a basic overlay. Grind the parking lanes, you know, lower the valve cans, do what you need to do. I really want to say that these are pretty straightforward. When do you stop on second? Where do you stop on second when it comes to the curbing down on second? So we tried to make this, if we disturbed the curb and lifted the curb, then we had to change something behind it because the curb's higher than the actual approach. And it obviously must have been that way a long time for it to be that difference in elevation. So these are just I gritted my teeth having to bring it back and have an amendment to the contract, but I couldn't, if I paved against it, I wouldn't be able to hold a line.
It's done.
That had to be done before the contract was laid. So in that portion, that would be the other portion of this contract to amend would be for Doug X, that extra 66,10.
Neither one of them are significant.
And about 5-6% of the contract, you got them both, not bad.
They're both good people.
Is that a contingency built into your capital budget? For those projects, we wouldn't even have got into the
Does anybody have any other questions?
No.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to accept and amend the contract for Granite Construction and amend the contract for Doug's Excavation LLC. Contingent of review and occurrence?
Yes, I thought that's one.
So you got approval from legal? So then we just make it today.
Second.
All right, the motion's been made and seconded. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Against? And it's been passed. All right, and do we have anything else that needs to be covered while we're here? While we're done? And I'll close this meeting at 12:16.
Thank you.